Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Spike and Fritz with you. Ike off today. Had some news with the Sixers today, as Ace Bailey was supposed to be here today to meet with Sixers brass and then work out tomorrow. It was canceled by the Ace Bailey camp, and with us to talk about it is the People's Insider, Jake Fisher, born and bred Philadelphia. Jake, how we doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, man. How are you? It's an honor to be here, as always.
Oh, listen to him. Listen to him, Jack.
Buttering us up.
You can subscribe.
No, man. Yeah. Listen to the intro. The intro track coming back from commercial takes me back to being in the car as a kid. It always does.
There you go.
We'll grill you on Mosh later, but yeah, we got important things to get to.
Yeah, we have some Mosh questions later. You can subscribe to Jake's writing. Jake works with Mark Stein, legend, there at markstein.substack.com. Definitely, thank you. If you are into rumors, if you like the NBA and you're into rumors, that is a good place to be. So, big story today is that there had been some whispers about Ace Bailey only working out for certain teams, blah, 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 blah. And then the Sixers schedule the meeting for him to come in today, and the workout tomorrow canceled. So, like, as best as you can tell, why did he make the meeting and then cancel the meeting?
To be honest, there does not seem to be a sensical reason as to why this has all unfolded, because the only savvy chicanery agenting that would be behind this that would make sense is if you have a promise somewhere else in the top 5, top 6, wherever your range that you're comfortable with, and you have that secured and you just want to make sure you try to clear the way and do what you can to get to that spot. But we have not heard he's worked out anywhere else. And from all my conversations around the league, I don't think he's locked in at Charlotte. I don't think he's locked in at number 5 with Utah. And there's some serious questions about even if the Washington Wizards would be a home for him, or even the New Orleans Pelicans down at 7. So I could be completely in the dark, but there is no word right now that Ace Bailey actually has a spot. And I don't really understand what the strategy here is. I really don't.
Yeah, there was some talk that he wanted to go somewhere where he could sort of thrive. Like, I guess the idea being that he wouldn't want to go to a contender. He would want to go to a team where he would be able to be featured more. It just doesn't seem like it makes any sense to not work out at all. It's not like he is everybody knew Cooper Flagg is a locked in player, right? At number 1.
Sure.
You don't go and work out for teams unless you know, when Markelle Fultz came and worked out for the Sixers, unfortunately, he knew they were going to take him at 1. So if you are a guy trying to increase your stock, it would seem that any meeting you could have and any positive workout you could have would only make your stock go up, right?
I would agree. And I think there's always been some type of, you know, what agents can try to maneuver things and figure out exactly how to get your starter a spot. But when you look at Ace Bailey in particular, The shot selection is a bit questionable to teams. He doesn't have as much on-ball creation stuff that you would want in a, you know, surefire top, you know, franchise-changing guy. So when you put it at Philly, you know, obviously that situation isn't there. He's going to be behind Joel Embiid, Paul George, Tyrese Maxey at a minimum. Charlotte, that team is pretty much run through LaMelo Ball and Brandon Miller right now. Utah has the vacuum that and has the opportunity for any prospect to come in there. They have not hit on a guy in the last however long this rebuild you want to call it with Utah is. Same thing with Washington. In theory, there's no clear-cut number one option there. But it doesn't seem like teams are even looking at him to be that type of player anyway. I don't see – I haven't heard scouts talk about him nearly in the breadth of Cooper, of Dylan, or even just a general someone who you're going to bring in and think that this guy is going to be potentially one day the best player on a championship team.
Jake Fisher with us. Jake Fisher, the People's Insider. You can find more of Jake's writing at Mark Stein's website. Just Google Mark Stein. It's right there. So let me ask you two Sixers-related questions based on the decision that Ace Bailey made. If you're the Sixers, does this, if you were going to take him, does this, like, do you think this affects whether they would take him or not?
No. At the end of the day, I think Daryl Morey is the type of I will go against the grain thinker type guy to just pick the prospect that he wants no matter what. That being said, I think with Philly, this is such a weird spot being that you very rarely see teams trade out of a top three pick. And you also very rarely see a top three pick immediately contribute to a championship caliber rotation and roster. And that is, of course, what the Sixers hope this group will be when everyone is theoretically back healthy next season. Those are big ifs and big theories. But if that is the outcome, that's what obviously is the North Light and the guiding star of what Daryl and that group is trying to achieve throughout all their offseason roster work and whatnot. I don't think you take the project guy. I do think you want someone who has more of a clear cut. We see him translating and contributing in some degree right now. Like, you're kind of trying to have to split the baby in thinking about this group long term, knowing the concerns that Joel might not be healthy, and then you have a bigger question on your hands. But in the event that you are a top of the Eastern Conference team, you do want someone who can help you right now. And I don't know if that's Ace Bailey.
Jake, how real is the Paul George rumors out there? Like, do you think on opening night he's going to be a Sixer?
I do. I've never gotten any credible word that Philly's actually talking about him in trade rumors. We've written that the last little stretch here on the Stein line. And I think also, I don't know how Daryl can come around with giving, you know, Mike Levin a cap space jersey on the rights to Ricky Sanchez. And
he did,
you know, then come back to ownership the next year and say, you know what, my bad. That wasn't the right call. I should also still be the person, you know, leading this organization. I don't think you can just about face on your absolute, like, this is the most direct path to a championship decision in, you know, 11 months. I don't really see that as something that, like, that's not Orlando moving off of KCP, for example, very quickly, putting all their chips in and go get Desmond Bain. That is the top free agent on the board that you cleared all this cap space for, that you potentially, it didn't have any near outcome, but you, like, potentially, you know, tricked up Tyrese Maxey's extension to delay the space, all this for Paul George and only Paul George. I don't think you can just snap your fingers and about face so quickly like that.
Well, certainly, unless they are getting a better player than Paul George. I think the question, for sure, the thing that people are asking about is, would they do it just to rid themselves of the contract? And that seems incredibly unlikely to me at this point.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. Could they, in theory, call up Utah and try to see if a Paul George for Larry Markkanen thing exists? I saw that got reported somewhere. Sure. I just don't see why Utah would do that. I don't see why. Like, I don't think there's options out there. Like, you know, same thing. We talked about the Memphis deal. You know, people started texting me right after that trade, like, oh, well, who's Memphis going to go out and trade all that stuff for? Like, probably someone like Desmond Bane. Like, there aren't that many players, I think, on the board that you could turn Paul George into that make you so much better. I'm sure someone listening in the car is screaming, Kevin Durant, Kevin Durant, Kevin Durant. Do you really want to go after KD? after all the stuff that's been plaguing this team. Like, you want to get an older guy who has more injury stuff and isn't secured long term.
And yeah, and by the way, who wants two more years at $60 million after he gets traded too. So, so all right, so a couple other things. There's been a lot of, and we've talked a lot about, the idea of the Sixers trading back. It felt like what they were going to do, but if there's not a team that's desperate for Ace Bailey, I wonder if that's going to happen. What do you think the odds of the Sixers trading back at this point are?
So I think, like you said, it wouldn't necessarily be for Ace. I think if there's a team that just at the end of the day, they wake up next Wednesday morning and they think to themselves, we need VJ Edgecombe, that's probably the best chance, I think. And the one team I've heard all along to really monitor for that has been Washington, picking number six. I don't know how aggressive the Wizards will ultimately get to do that, but that was kind of the one scenario that I've heard all along that I believe to be true, that I've kept in my back pocket thinking, you know, let's be prepared for this. But outside of that, at this point in time, I am starting to think it's far more likely that Philly stays pat. And I know from talking to a couple people amongst those teams right after Philly, they're starting to operate and conduct their business as if the Sixers will stay at three and most likely take Edgecombe as well. So that's where I'm at right now. But I do think with Philly, with Charlotte, even down to Toronto and Houston and others in the lottery, I think a lot of this trade stuff is going to potentially really come down to the wire when they're on the clock and how the order really starts to shake out.
Jake, I find this, like, I find the insider game so fascinating. Like, I think it's so, like, cool, actually. Like, how hard is this time of the year trying to decipher what's real, what's not? Are you being used? Like, take us inside this last week up until the trade, or up until the NBA draft.
Yeah, to be honest, and this is probably a bad thing to say to, like, shoot out the majesty of what we do. The draft is honestly the easiest time of year because there's so many people involved. There are, you know, college coaches and college graduate assistants and the trainer from the agency and the intern at the agency and the actual agent, and certain people played for Team USA, so there's contacts there, and they played in an AAU program, and that coach is involved. And then every single team, you know, everyone picking behind Philly, for example, knows that I could potentially be on WIP talking about the Sixers, and they're like, what's Philly up to? And then you talk to those teams, and then you talk to the teams below them and the teams below them. Everyone's trying to hack this order this year, 1 through 59. It's not like the trade deadline or free agency where, you know, for example, the mid-level market right now is kind of all the rage, right? And we're trying to pinpoint, you know, which centers are going to go to these spots. Like, you know, one team just might decide, oh, this trade came about and we're actually not in the mid-level market anymore, and the thing you were chasing just disappears. With the draft, there is going to be a 1 through 59, and everyone who is remotely tied to the NBA is trying to figure it out. So you kind of can help everyone that you are friendly with, have rapport with, help them do their jobs and vice versa. And it is almost like you're putting together a puzzle and someone like brings you a corner piece from somewhere else. And then that helps start to piece together these other things. So the draft, I think, is maybe the easiest time to triangulate all this stuff. But to your question, there is, because all those people are involved, there is more information than there is at any other time. So it does take some BS meter stuff to be able to, you know, suss out what's real. But I do think I have enough people that I trust that are actually like in the room where it's happening to be able to suss out some of the things that I don't necessarily buy.
Last thing, Jake, we did hear some rumors about the Sixers potentially trading up to two. Anything on that, or is that dead? That always felt like a long shot to me.
It always felt like a long shot to me too. I'm sure they tried in earnest, but in the very beginning, once the lottery broke, I think there was some, you know, real initial skepticism that Dylan Harper would fit next to Castle and De'Aaron Fox. But after that initial kind of shock, there's been nothing but direct word, I'd say, that Dylan Harper expects to go to San Antonio number two, and San Antonio expects to draft Dylan Harper.
All right. There he is, Jake Fisher, the People's Insider. You can go subscribe to his stuff with Mark Stein. Can they go to steinline.com? Does that work too? Or is it
markstein.substack.com? I don't know anything else. Yeah.
There it is. Sorry. Markstein.substack.com. Thank you again, Jake.
Thank you, guys.
Well, seems like
it's a real insider,
VJ Edgecombe, as opposed to what, me,
Elliot.
Oh, yes.
And by the way,
yeah.
Yeah, you said they're going to stay at 3. You told me for months. You shouted from the rooftops. No way, Daryl's just going
to
stay there at 3
and take
it and take a player.
Well, look. Jake could have been spinning us.
Could have been.
He could have been spinning us.
Could have,
you know.
Edgecombe, I think, man, I like him a lot. Like, you see the talent.
He's
just
a good player.
Worry about the bag.
Well, whatever. I mean, that's the
He could be Oladipo.
He could be Oladipo. He could also be, look, all I know is my nightmare is Josh Hart. Josh Hart was my nightmare in that Knicks series. And not that you want to take the number 3 pick in the draft and make him Josh Hart, but if the floor is Josh Hart, if the floor is a guy who is going to grind and, like, at 6'4", is going to defend his ass off, is going to get rebounds. By the way, he's not like a great create for himself shooter, but he's a great spot up shooter.
Sure.
So I would, their worst state that they could do with VJ Edgecombe. And the other thing I'll say, by the way, is like the Ace Bailey thing is over. Like, I would just, if you went, because there was a group of people led by, or at least that included Elliot, that were that he is some sort of like superstar in the making, and he is Kevin Durant, and he is Jason Tatum. Like, he is the wrong guy for every reason. The most important reason that he is the wrong guy is because he's not that good. Like, he is not going to, I don't think the odds that he is going to be a star player are very good. And if he is going to be a star player, and this is from every person you talk to, this isn't just like some bias I have, is that if Ace Bailey is going to be a star player, Ace Bailey is going to be a star player in like 5 years. Well, first of all, we don't have 5 years. The second of all, the only way he becomes a star player in 5 years is if he gets a ton of playing time to become that player. He's just not going to get it here. He's not going to be the first option. And it doesn't seem like he is a good spot-up shooter. It doesn't seem like he has any desire, based on any rumor that has come out, that he wants to come in and play 12 minutes and shoot the ball when it's passed to him and play defense.
He is a 43%, you know, catch and shoot shooter from 3.
Great, but he doesn't want to be a catch and shoot shooter. He has no desire to do that.
Well,
and,
but hold on.
The last thing. Like, just watch him play.
Yeah.
If you watch him play, and watch him play in college compared to every player that you are comparing him to, he doesn't look the same. He doesn't. Every shot he takes is hard because he can't get by his guy. He can't dribble. He doesn't have a great first step. He's just not the guy. The Ace Bailey dream is over. It's gone. Forget about it. They're not going to take Ace Bailey. He's not going to be a star here. He's not the future. It is over. No more Ace Bailey.
Well, besides that, Mrs. Lincoln, that was
the
play.
I'm just saying, it's done. It's over. Like, the first 2 weeks of this with the Ace Bailey stuff was at, like, the guy we just had on said he could slide to 8. 8!
Yeah, but who cares? Ty Robinson fell to the 4th round. Like, I mean, sometimes...
Right. We still don't know what was wrong with him.
Sometimes superstars just fall. Here's my thing.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. The report 100% worried me, right?
Of course.
But if you can say be a star in 5 years, okay. I mean, isn't...
Okay, that's a second contract.
Isn't Kevin Durant's trainer here, the guy that helped train Kevin Durant?
Dude.
If you give this guy, you know, to Kevin Durant's trainer, well, maybe.
Kevin Durant was Kevin Durant in college.
Yeah, but I was told that this is Kevin Durant, but more pros Kevin Durant.
Right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality.
quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Right. The
Ace Bailey. I worry about getting a role player to help this team versus maybe taking the guy at the highest upside and passing on Ace Bailey.
I don't know that he has the highest upside. I don't know that he has the highest upside. When you talk about upside, you also have to think about what are the odds that he reaches that upside.
Have to have some talent to be able to hit tough shots.
Yes, but the goal isn't to hit tough shots. The goal is to get easy shots.
You need ISOs in playoff basketball.
Yes, and he was playing against college guys and had to take tough shots against college guys.
It sounds like you did more than just your little YouTube big board.
I did. I did too much reading and watching of these players.
Yeah, and you're letting it cloud your judgment.
I may have. I don't know. I think this has been incorrectly framed as everybody else they're thinking of taking is going to be a role player. And Ace Bailey, it's just as simple as everybody else they're taking is going to be a role player. Ace Bailey is going to be a star, so they should just take the star. I don't think that's what's going on here. So if you had your dreams of Ace Bailey, if you're ordering your Ace Bailey Sixers jersey, if you have your posters, just if it's within 30 days, you can probably return them. 215-592-9494. Kenny in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, what's going on, guys, man?
What's up, Kenny?
Oh, man. Damn. Yo, this draft is going to be a crazy draft, yo.
Yeah, I don't think anybody knows where anybody's going, which
nobody knows except for one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, one and two.
One and two.
One and two, I think we know. But past
I wish
that,
they can go up and get Harper, man. I think he's a good player.
Yeah.
Yo, I don't think San Antonio really needs a guard, man. I think they might. Yo, I think they might put Ace Bailey with Wiyombo, whatever his name is.
Wiyombo.
Yep.
I don't think
that's how Ike says it.
Yeah,
I don't think there's any.
That was a blueprint.
I don't think there's any chance. I don't think there's any chance the Spurs take Ace Bailey. I don't think there's any chance.
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah. Like my man said, I could. This is going to be a hell of a draft right here, but.
Yep.
I wanted to call up. About this was I want to talk about why do people say next year they're going to decline like Saquon?
Who?
People say Saquon won't have another year like this. Did you know his first contact didn't come till after 1,497 yards? That's so he had 1,497 yards for his first contact. Last year, the year before that was 700. He might have 2,500 next year.
No.
Come on, Kenny.
Maybe. But Kenny, it's not just about contact. It's about the torque that he puts on his body and the running and all of that stuff. It's not just about getting hit. And I think when you go back and you look at the injuries that guys had after touching the ball that much, most of them are not like... They're not contact injuries. They're non-contact injuries. So I hope he doesn't get hurt, and I actually hope he doesn't touch the ball enough to get 2,400 yards.
My thing is, why we say negative stuff like Zach Bourne ain't going to have another year like this? Can I say this, too,
yes,
about Jalen Hurts?
Sure.
If he's not elite. If he was a statue like Tom Brady, how much would with this line, how much would Saquon would have had last year? About 1,500?
I think Saquon would have done just fine with Tom Brady back there, to be quite honest with you.
Come on, man. We saw the example in the Super Bowl when they focused on Saquon, didn't win for the fake, 3rd and 13. What did Jalen do? Here, for 20.
But here's the truth, though. And I know that Jalen running helps Saquon, but that is in lieu of Jalen passing the ball as well as a guy like Tom Brady. Like, what is not being talked about here is, yes, having Jalen back there definitely makes it a little easier for Saquon to run. But hold on. If they had a great passing attack, that would also make it better for Saquon, which they didn't have. So, yes, they wouldn't have a mobile QB back there, but there are plenty of, like, statue QBs who have had great running backs, have great seasons.
They picked their poison.
Okay.
They picked their poison.
Then fine. Then we could just put Justin Fields back there, right? Because he can run.
But all I'm saying is, they went, what you forgot, the games when he was Nino Brown and Stutter Man, is this what y'all want to see? Or did you forget the Super Bowl? The first Super Bowl he lost?
No.
You know Jalen Hurts is the only quarterback with 100% quarterback rating and 50 yards rushing.
Okay. In the Super Bowl.
In the second.
All right.
100 yards, 100 quarterback rating, and 25 yards. You know who he's behind? Montana.
Okay,
so, same player, yeah.
They great players, ain't
yeah,
they?
Yeah.
You think Marino would have rather have y'all say he's the best, one of the best quarterbacks, or have something in his cupboard? What do you think he would have?
Let me ask you this. Let me flip it around on you. If you were a general manager and you had a choice between Dan Marino and Jalen Hurts, the team is the same. Who would you pick? Who'd you pick?
I'll pick right now, Jalen.
Dan Marino's 60 something. Right. Yes, congratulations.
Dan Marino in his prime.
So I can't do you asking me a
no, it's not that hard. Just answer the question. It's not. You're making it more complicated.
Come on with the office dry jokes. Come on.
The what?
A tripper with the office dry jokes.
Well, it's just be honest.
Dan Marino got nothing.
Okay.
Elway went slinging it for 2 Super Bowls and got nothing. So what did he do? Dumb it down and got Terrell Davis. He won 2 back-to-back. Am I right?
Okay. What does have to do with the skill of Jalen Hurts? It's fine. They won the Super Bowl. Can't we just be happy they won the Super Bowl? Holy Christ. I was happy they won the Super Bowl. I do not walk around. Here's the thing. I understand there are basically two schools of thought on how good Jalen Hurts is at this point, right? There is somebody like me, and then there is somebody like Kenny who thinks he's way better than I think he is. Okay, fine. Those are the two. I do not knock on doors and call radio stations and pester people to say that Jalen Hurts is worse than they're saying that he is. It's fine if you think he is what he is. I don't. But, like, why are you so obsessed with convincing me something that I simply... It's not like I just got here. It's not like I didn't watch the games. It's not like I haven't thought about it. I've thought about it. I think he's good, but I don't think he's as good as other guys. It's fine. We won the Super Bowl. Be happy. Stop worrying about convincing me that I think he's as good as you think he is. It's fine.
Like, can't we just come to an agreement where I think he's good and you think he's awesome and it's fine? And you don't have to until he plays again, I'm not going to change my mind. There's no number of times that you can say that he won the Super Bowl and you'd rather have a guy that won the Super Bowl that didn't win the Super Bowl.
Unlike that loser Marino.
That is just going to snap my brain into thinking, oh, all this time I had to consider it, but the fact that they won the Super Bowl. Oh, thank God. Somebody called me and said they won the Super Bowl.
You forgot.
I have been thinking about Jalen all wrong. If somebody had just let me know that they won the Super Bowl, everything would be so much easier. Oh, for Christ's sake. He's good. He's better than I thought he was.
Yes.
I think he's like the 7th or 8th best quarterback in the NFL. We would die for the 7th or 8th best quarterback in the NFL like 5 years ago. Or we had Carson at that point. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's good enough.
It's fine. They won the Super Bowl.
They won the Super Bowl.
It doesn't make him more than what he is. All right.
215-592.
Yeah, 215.
Well, the guy, it said Philly's up on the screen. I don't even blame Fran for that.
No,
I do not. But it went from Ace Bailey to why don't you think Jalen's elite to he's got a Super Bowl and Dan Marino doesn't. Dan Marino's still better. He's still better. Dan Marino's better, even without a Super Bowl. For Christ's sake. Okay. 215-592.
Now you're bringing the big man into this.
I'm sorry. The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show. The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Just Spike and Fritz. Ike off today. We'll return tomorrow as we're at Chickies and Pete's tomorrow.
Nice. And we unveil. So
we'll unveil, the 3-2-1 on the top 11.
So we're going to unveil 3-2-1. There's also the voting for the top 11 WIP personalities.
Yes, which you can still vote, 94WIP.com/top11.
Are we going to unveil that tomorrow, or are we saving that for Monday?
We have so much to unveil tomorrow. Maybe we save it for Monday?
I know, but I'm also dying to know.
You just want to know that you're higher than me.
Well, when I'm higher than you, and I want to see how high.
See.
That's the key. By the way, I can report, Jolly's already here.
No, of course.
Yeah, he's talking to Morgan Stein back there.
Yeah, Jolly will be with us at 4 to unveil his list. He didn't even submit his list
to
me, so I don't know his list.
Jolly has been teasing his top 11 list for what feels like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Which is a total pro move.
Yep.
Not ripping.
No.
But it's a lot of teasing.
Yeah. The only two non-show members who have held their list for the show are Elliot and Jolly.
Yep. I mean, he teases almost as much as Buzz.
Yes, he does.
For his little Saturday night overnight show.
Jolly's a goat. Buzz is not.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Who's worse, Fritz or Spike? I'm sure you've looked at the results so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
83% saying you.
78.9%.
Damn. Did they listen to that last rant?
Well, I'm going to retweet it, maybe get a couple of more.
Get the Ricky people in there?
Yeah, just like Fritz is way worse than I am.
Way worse. Frank, how would you vote on that poll?
Don't you remember when he tried to trade A.J. Brown for Patrick Surtain?
Yep.
Do you remember that?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And then you got him to call in by saying that you pay his bills.
Yes, that is exactly what I said. Definitely wasn't taken out of context at all. 215-592-9494. Get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report right after we talk to Frank in Sewell. Frank, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, Frank?
Not much. So, a couple things. About Jalen, like, everyone's dying to say, you know, the quarterback's elite, you know what I mean? Like, you know, ever since Brady, you know, had a dynasty, you know, he's a GOAT, and, you know, back to the Montana days, you know what I mean? Everyone's dying to have their quarterback in that phrase, you know, oh, our quarterback's the best. So that's why they're not happy with the Super Bowl. This guy's not elite. If you take the push away, you probably take 2 or 3 losses off the board, maybe. And, you know, there's no reason, and I looked up the stats. This guy's the first guy. They had the 29th ranked passing offense. With these receivers in this line, that's embarrassing. So, I mean, picture like guys like, I mean, I looked it up. No one else in 29 with a 2,000-yard back in the history of football and an 1,800-yard back. I looked them all up. This offense was the worst. Like, you know, the Cowboys in 92 were like 7th, and like the 89 Niners were like 1st. Like, you know, you could do both. You know, this guy don't do both. You know, he's a game manager, and yeah, he gets it done. But they got a great team. I mean, all year it's Howie before the season. Howie put a team together, and then they got the best running back in football by far this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then a number one defense, and all of a sudden because he plays good in the last two games, and you know, just yeah, you know, whatever. Yeah, I'll give him that. But like,
of course,
he's not elite because of that. I mean, listen. Randall Cunningham is my favorite quarterback ever, and he don't get his props every time they talk about this. You know, Randall Cunningham played with the worst offensive line of football, the worst. He played in the best NFC. They had four or five Super Bowl champions. When he came out of retirement, he put up numbers that this guy could never touch.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At a retirement in Minnesota.
Well, and by the way, Frank, the point being, I agree with a lot of what you said. Point being, we won the Super Bowl and it was good enough. And like,
exactly.
Like I am happy with good enough, and I'm happy going into next year with people thinking that he will pass better and they will be a great offense. And maybe it'll happen. And if it happens, I am happy that it happens, and I will be wrong and whatever. But like, as of now, I just sort of am where I am, and
I agree
it
with
is
you.
What it is. Yeah,
And you know, when they get down to the goal line, like if they're two or three, all they're thinking of is the push. Like, there's no like, let's give AJ Brown a slant because he's not good at it. That's not his game. I mean,
and it's fine. He's good at other stuff. It's like. Whatever. Yeah. I agree with you, Frank.
But you're right. They won the Super Bowl, but everyone wants to push, you know, elite on you. He's not. I mean, 2 years ago, they had him, ESPN or NFL.com had him at 28th ranked going into the season. Like, then he had an okay year. But then, like, he's not elite. He's a great manager, and he's a really great runner. So, I mean, okay,
he plays winning football.
He plays well, and Frank, thank you for the call. He plays well in big games. He is not bothered by the Philadelphia media. He seems unflappable in that way. There are a million, maybe not a million, there are a bunch of great qualities about him. I do not think the qualities add up to like elite level or whatever. But again, not every team that has won the Super Bowl has had an elite quarterback. There are plenty of teams that have not, and I think we are one of them. But I'd rather be a team that wins the Super Bowl without an elite quarterback than a team that doesn't win the Super Bowl with one. Right? I mean, end of the day,
you take the Super Bowl.
I would take the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I would take the Super Bowl. I would take the awesome team with the good quarterback over the awesome quarterback with the good team. You know?
Hmm?
End of the day, that's what I would take. All right. We'll get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report right after I tell you about something that you need to improve. You need to improve your old drafty windows and doors.
Always.
Everyone's sick of it. Everyone's sick of it. Your family's sick of it. You're sick of it. You know deep down you are. You know you're sick of it when the energy bill comes, you know, especially during the summer every month, and it skyrockets during these months because it gets hot outside and those old drafty windows can't keep the heat out. And Gaida is going to solve that problem for you and make you feel better about it because it's going to be even cheaper. The summer sales event, I don't know if you heard, 40% off is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost half. Almost half off, 40% off. You're going to get
good math by you.
Well, come on, man. I'm a math man. I graduated college.
And we round up.
Yep. Yes. It's basically 50.
Yep.
40% off is a huge number. Every window, every door, you're going to get a Gaida right now until July 31st. And not just that. You start this big old project of yours with no money down, go in there with your pockets completely empty. It's cool. And interest-free financing for up to 18 months. So you're going to get expertly installed windows and doors. You're going to save 40%. You're going to do it with no money down, and you're going to get interest-free financing for up to 18 months, only until July 31st. Call them. 877-GO-GAIDA. Get all the details and your no-obligation free in-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. All right, let's talk about our baseball team.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
Finally, we are talking real ball.
Oh, boy.
Real baseball. So, first, me and Seltzer, who will be joining the show at 4:30 today.
Yes.
Are going to be at Ladder 15 here in the city tonight for a little High Hopes watch party.
Ooh, I got to come to one of those sometime.
Yeah,
come on over,
pal.
Well, is this one of these things where you don't want me to come over because Jackie likes the attention? I'm not coming tonight.
Well, first off, I mean, come on. You're not taking attention off of me.
No, probably not. Not at a High Hopes event, that's for sure.
Right. Yeah. So, looking forward to that. Okay. As the Phils go for a nice little... Taking 3 of 4.
I would be happy with 3 of 4. Yep. I don't want a split in Miami. I want 3 of 4.
But we live with the split, as always.
No, we do not. We take 3 of 4.
Eddie Cabrera's kind of nasty.
Nah, see, there it is. You're already setting us up for a loss.
Just take the under. So, okay. Looking forward to being at Ladder 15. Seltzer promised he's going... He's going to be in full Seltzer mode because he's not working tomorrow.
Oh, does that mean he's staying to the end of the game, too?
Yeah, he's staying to the end of the game.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to be dancing. You know, like at weddings when he gets in full Seltzer mode.
Oh, does he dance? Oh.
Well, come on. He's the first one on the dance floor.
Oh,
he stays there all night, it seems like.
Okay, I didn't know that.
We talked about it at Elliot's wedding.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember.
You don't remember anything?
Nah, I'm old.
He's out of control at weddings.
Oh, well, there's alcohol at weddings, so that's, you know, James, you get a couple in, James. It's a different kind of James.
Yeah, well... I would say that it's an enhanced version
of
James.
Yes.
So Ladder 15 tonight, come hang out and we'll watch Phil's Marlins as they go to take 3 or 4. Chris Sanchez on the mound.
Oh, there you go.
Sanchez's been like, the last couple outings, I think we talked after Toronto how it hasn't looked right for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to slowly look closer to Chris Sanchez of last year. He's pitching more in the 6th, 7th, not being out in the 5th inning and getting on those like Sanchez-type roles.
Yep. It always happens during one of the good games of his. There's like 2-3 innings in there where he gets guys out without a ton of pitches, too. You know what I mean? A lot of ground balls mm-hmm. with Sanchez. So looking forward to watching Sanchez pitch.
For sure. Now, speaking of another lefty, are we sure we want Ranger Suarez just walk out the door at the end of the year? Well, So since May 10th, he's pitching to a 1.18 ERA. And he has the, him and Scoo Ball in their last, like, 7 starts have the same, basically the same numbers. And Tarek Skubal is amazing. He's the best pitcher in the American League. And Ranger, the fact that it seems like we're just comfortable with letting a guy who can be one of the 10 best pitchers in the National League just walk out of the door, it's tough.
Well, here's the good news. The good news is we don't have to pay him until the end of the year because the concern with him is that he cannot handle the load of a full season. Don't, Jack. He can't handle the load of a full season.
Yeah.
You know, so if, and by the way, this even wouldn't even be a full season. What did he miss, 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Look, if he pitches this way, within reason, obviously.
He's not going to pitch to a...
Yeah.
Yes.
But if he looks like Ranger Suarez all the way through the season, my worry is that you have, what, 6 more years tied up in Bohm. You're paying... Nola.
5 after this.
5 years tied up in Nola.
By the way, Nola officially placed on the 60-day IL today.
It has to be retroactive to when he stopped pitching, I would imagine.
I would think so.
Yeah. You're paying Nola. You're paying Wheeler. And my fear is that there will be a team desperate enough to give Ranger Suarez a contract that you don't want to give him. He's 30 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just like, let's see at the end of the year.
I think yeah, and they are going to see at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And they're probably, I know I've brought up the idea of, well, what about maybe trading him and try to maximize his value with Nola being out for as long as he's going to be out. I don't think you can do that at this point. But yeah, the Rangers thing, and the one part of it is, does the Zach Wheeler ultimatum, does that factor into this of having 2 years left? And then what do you want to do with Lizardo or him? Because Lizardo has a year left after this year. At this point, I you'd probably feel more comfortable paying Ranger. Like Lizardo's, so like Ranger, you have to manage the back, it seems like.
Yes.
Lizardo, you got to manage the arm.
Neither I'm super comfortable managing, by the way.
But Lizardo's 3 years younger.
Yes.
So that's also a factor in all this. And Lizardo can be one of the best pitchers in the National League as well at his best.
Yeah. Thankfully, they don't have to make this decision now. Sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, thankfully, they don't have to make this decision now. But the thing that I would start to move off the table at this point is the idea of trading Ranger at the deadline.
Yeah, it's done.
I think is like a non-starter at this point. Because if he's hurt, then he's not going to be valuable at the deadline. And if he's pitching like this, their offense has been fine this year. Hasn't been great, has been fine. The strength of this team is the starting pitching, and you can't take one of the best starting pitchers off the team and still have that be your strength of your team.
He might be your game two starter.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, he could be your game two starter. So Ranger just dominant again last night. Now a couple other things. The Matt Schramm situation is really worrisome from the standpoint of they have to keep pitching him in high leverage spots. I know there's a lot of talk last night of like, well, you can stop pitching him in these situations. They don't have a choice. I mean, he's going to have to take down important outs. Now, they can manage a game differently to where it's not Schramm in the ninth or maybe not Schramm in the eighth. But at the same time, like...
Then who is it besides the only one guy we're comfortable with at this point is Kirkring?
Exactly. Yeah. And Kirkring last night, they put him in a situation where he faced the top of the lineup. And they bet on Strom to be able to take down the ninth inning. Worked out, but it maybe gets a better lineup. It doesn't.
Well, and the scary thing about Strom is I hate to compare him to this. It reminds me of Taiwan in that even in the innings where he is getting out of the inning, everybody's hitting the ball. Like even the broken bat single or whatever, that guy squared that ball up. Like it doesn't seem like there's something going on with him where it doesn't seem like batters are having a problem squaring up the ball on Strom. I'm nervous every time he's out there. I thought they were going to lose last night. I really did because
you do have to start betting against the Phillies. I mean, like I when they're up,
oh, yeah.
Because sometimes it yields good results.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, it's a good emotional hedge.
Well, I don't think Strom's looked good all year, no. And by the way, it's like the eye test. It's just not there. Whatever he had going on last year, I don't know specifically what it is, but whatever he had going on last year is not there this year.
Well, so one of the things is that his fastball's down a mile and a half. And that pitch is getting smoked. And by the eye, it looks like it's flat and it doesn't have the same deception that it has had last year. Like, what makes Matt Strom good is that his 93 looked like 96 because of what he's able to do with manipulating the baseball. Right now, it looks like a flat 92.
Yep.
And it's getting hit like that. So, again, I would love to say, like, maybe, I think maybe when Alvarado gets back and Alvarado doesn't have to go pitch in the postseason. They can just wear him out. Maybe that's when you get the Strom Phantom IL.
Oh, I forgot that we'll have Alvarado during the season. We just won't have him during the playoffs.
Yeah.
So we'll have Alvarado, what, the last 40 games of the year or so?
About the last month.
Yeah.
Month and change. So maybe that's when they can put Strom on the IL.
Can I ask you, I don't know if anybody's thought of this. Once the playoffs start, assuming the Phillies made it, could you act like you signed some other guy that nobody's ever heard of, put Alvarado in a different jersey, and say that Alvarado's a different guy?
Sure. Everything's on the table.
Just throwing it out there.
But the biggest thing they need to figure out is, like, they need to find someone in between the Kirkering, Romano, Strom thing.
Yep.
Like, they can be under Kirkering, if you want to make Kirkering the closer, which seems like they were telegraphing the other night and then didn't do it last night. But I think they're interested in the idea of Kirkering closing. But getting someone in between Strom, Romano, and Kirkering is just massive. And then, final thing on the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Yeah.
So Fransky last night on the air addressed the Castellanos thing and how it kind of went down between him and Rob Thompson. Here's what he had to say.
18th double of the season for Castellanos, who, of course, was benched yesterday, left out of the lineup, out of the game entirely after what happened on Monday night. Here's a swing and a dribbler that'll go foul up the line. Nick addressed it after the before batting practice yesterday with the writers, and it was rather brief. Said what he had to say. He had already talked to Rob Thompson on multiple occasions, including right after the game Monday night, as well as again on Tuesday. Castellanos did apologize to the manager for what was said and done on Monday night after he was taken out for defense. And Rob Thompson said today that he would not be taking him out tonight as the pitch is fouled away. When asked during his pregame media briefing, he said, would you continue to do that? He said, I'm not going to do it tonight. Pretty emphatically.
I think that was the right choice.
Yeah.
I think, like,
and it's good to hear that Castellanos apologized. Like,
yes.
That there was that kind of conversation. He wasn't just cold saying, all right, I'm not talking to you anymore.
Well, and that's why Rob Thompson gave back.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's why Rob Thompson said, all right, you know, and I'm sure Castellanos asked. You know, like, I'm sure Castellanos wanted to know what the future was. And I also do think that Rob Thompson has set the line. And it, like, Nick Castellanos at this point can't be shocked that if in a big game that happens, that it's possible that it could happen in a different game. You know, and I think Rob Thompson setting that precedent now in June, again, doesn't mean he has to do it in every close game. But I think,
and both guys, I think, are going to handle it differently.
Yes,
and better.
Yes, yeah, I would hope so. I would hope so.
Certainly.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have a big moment coming up next.
We do. Highly anticipated
on the WIP afternoon show. A guy that I smoked in a debate about 3 weeks ago.
That's not what everyone said, though.
Well,
a lot of people said Jolly Cook.
Sometimes people are wrong. You know, sometimes people are wrong. I smoke Jolly in the Daryl Morey debate, but we are bringing Jolly back. Everybody loves Jolly time. We're bringing Jolly back to unveil his top 11. I haven't seen his top 11. Jack, nobody has
no
seen
one's
his top
seen
11.
Top 11, yeah.
Do you want to make any predictions?
So here's my thing, is that there's only one team that's won a championship.
And he says that's the only thing that matters.
That's the only thing that matters. And stats are for losers.
Yes.
Which is... He tried to tweet that the Florida Panthers won a championship and then stats were for losers. You think they didn't use any numbers when building that team?
Of
at
course
all?
They used numbers.
This guy's full of it,
all
man.
Right. Paul Jolovich joins us next for his top 11. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Man.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have?
How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.